choose St. Joseph's Health for minimally invasive surgery and get less through more. Less pain through more dexterity. Less scarring through more precision. Less risk of complications through more clarity from magnified 3D imaging. St. Joseph's Health pioneered robotic surgery in central New York. Because we want you to spend less time recovering and more time enjoying life. Learn more at sjhsyr.org/robotics.
Following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your Health Matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR, on 106.9 FM, and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I sent a couple offers, I downed a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple.
Bring you the latest in health and wellness, so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
And we're back. Sunday. Another Sunday. I can't believe how fast this week has gone. I swear that, you know, Dave, I think time is speeding up as I get older. I mean, what do you think about that?
First, good morning. That's good morning. Very true. Time does speed up as you get older. Time is very valuable. It's important.
Yeah, you know, it's absolutely mind-boggling that I felt like I was just here a couple days ago. But
wait, you weren't?
No, I wasn't. Can you believe it? Well, as a matter of fact, speaking of a couple of days ago, folks, we had a resounding success at the Neuromotor Training Open House. It was 3 days ago. On Thursday evening, we had about 50 people who attended. This is like, I'm overwhelmed with the response, the positive response at, first of all, showing up, seeing what we do, and, you know, the level of networking and socializing and the great questions people are asking. A thank you to everybody who came out. We had a lot of new folks we had never met. Elizabeth and I were there. We were, welcoming new people who had come in from listening to the show, So thank you to all of you and to our people who already know what we do and they come to see us. Thanks for coming, because a lot of you were talking to the new folks, and, you know, we welcome everybody with open arms. We're here to help, and we'll do another one in a few months.
So does that mean I can get your autograph now?
Sure, Dave, but I have to charge you some money for that, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Barry was here last week, not here in the studio, but on the program. We had a lot of great feedback from Dr. Barry in that show, and I want to thank you, Dr. Barry, if you're listening. Thanks, always, my brother, for all your support and belief in what we do, and we appreciate you so much, and your wisdom is like no other. You're a forward thinker. You have the best in mind for your patients, and, you know, we had great feedback, so thanks for joining me. Book of the week this week is Forever Strong by Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. Just go get it. That's all I'm going to say. It does talk a lot about muscle, but we're going to be talking about muscle today quite a lot because muscle is so important. People still don't quite believe me sometimes when I say it, but try living without muscle and see how that happens. You know, see how that feels. Forever Strong, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. Podcast of the week. Well, I got two this week. They're both so good, I had to have two. The first one is nicksterling.com. Yes, we are related. He's my son. And guess what? Nick Sterling, just how it sounds, .com, is going to take you to a podcast where I think maybe the longest episode is, you know, half hour, 20 minutes. Well, there's one interview on there that's over an hour, which is very fascinating. This, you know, some of these 8 to 10, 12 minute, 15, 20 minute videos are so loaded with relevant information to longevity. You got to check it out. The other podcast of the week is Jocko Willink. And I actually don't know how to spell Jocko Willink, except Jocko is J-O-C-K-O, Willink. Just Google it. Google can figure it out for you. The most recent episode that I know of is an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It is absolutely my favorite interview I've ever heard. You don't have to like Arnold. Pretend it's not him if you don't like him. For whatever reason, you don't like him. You know, there could be a lot of reasons. Maybe you didn't like his politics. You don't like his acting. You didn't like a lot of things. Who knows? Whatever. His information stands the test of time for health, a vision for your future, for longevity. Jocko Willink has a lot of great people on there. So go check out those shows. So I'm looking at the time here, and we're going to get right into what I call longevity nuggets, which today are going to come in the form of what I hope will be thought-provoking random facts. Number one. So I'm going to just slow down a little here. I always get so excited when I come in here because I love to be here and share. All right. Do you know your purpose? I didn't until I was about maybe 48, 49. And then I still wasn't really sure. And I think maybe about 4, 5, 6 years ago, I really figured out my purpose and the why behind what it is that I seek in my life, which for me is to help people, to serve others, to help them live a better quality of life. Now, I was doing that for years before that, but I hadn't really focused in on, you know, why is this so important to me? Well, as I get older, I see things changing in my own body, my own life. I see changes in people I work with, and a lot of people are suffering, you know? So we're here to help. So your purpose, do you know your purpose? Let's say you're going out there to lose weight. Let's just use that. Everyone wants to lose weight. Dr. Barry said it last week, though. We don't want to lose weight. We want to lose fat. That's what I need to lose a little bit of. But why are you doing it? What's the purpose behind this? Is it because your doctor said so? And if he or she said so, why do they say so? Or is it because you want to? Because maybe you know it'll be good for you. Wait, what about gaining weight? There are plenty of people out there who need to gain weight. We know some people whose body composition is extremely low fat and extremely low muscle. So whatever the case may be, if your doctor said gain muscle, if your doctor said lose fat, great. Are you going to do it because your doctor said it? Because that might not be the best motivator. Because, you know, if you're not feeling that bad, well, maybe you just don't want to do it. Maybe it's like, well, that's not enough. Well, what would be enough for you to decide to engage in what it takes to get you where you think you should be, where you want to be, health-wise, mobility-wise? Part of your vision, maybe? Your purpose? Your goals? Figuring those things out, you know, it can be tough. It took me forever to figure out anything. I mean, you know, I think I was born backwards, feet first and upside down, sunny side up, and, you know, kind of a slow learner, but whatever. Random facts. We're going to keep going for a couple of minutes. Random facts. Did you know? Oh, here's one for you, Dave.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Did you know that the measurement of toe strength is the single greatest predictor of fall risk?
I'm going to go with no. I did not know that.
You know what? I got to be honest.
That's an interesting fact, though.
Well, what's interesting to me is I worked for a podiatrist for years. I taught all over North America. I taught in Europe, especially England for her. And Dr. Emily Spickle. In fact, she's coming on in 3 weeks. She'll be back on with us for another episode. Well, she talked about this. I didn't know this until I met her, and then I kind of forgot about it. And then I was reminded this week that actually there is data to show that toe strength is the greatest single predictor of fall risk. So before we go to the first break in a minute or so, I'm going to do it. I want everybody to do it. We're going to stand up, okay? Here we go. We're standing up. Dave, you don't have to stand up. You're pushing buttons over there. So if you're not standing up, try to stand up if you can do it safely. All right, so let's take a little look into your interoception now, okay? You know, how do your feet feel connected to the ground or to your shoes or whatever you have on your feet or not have on your feet? Are you aware of your feet touching? Okay, let's the soft bend in the knees. Soft bend, like maybe 10, 15 degrees, because you lock the knees, you shut off a lot of muscles above the knee. All right? I want you to play with this while we go out to a break in half a minute or so. I want you to now think about how your legs feel, your calves, your hamstrings, all the way up your leg, quadriceps, maybe even your glutes. Now I want you to dig your toes into the ground or into your shoes. Ready? Dig, both feet, dig in, dig in. Keep digging in, and I want you to tell me, what do you feel? What do you feel up your leg? If your knees are locked, unlock them, okay? If you're having trouble, hang on to something. We don't want any falling down, okay? I want you to play with this on this break. We're going to go out to a break. You're listening to 570 WSYR 106.9 FM also. This is Your Health Matters with Carl Sterling. We're going to come back and talk about why what we did is so important for movement balance and reducing fall risks. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're back. We're going to talk about one of our sponsors right now. This is Dr. Lewis Daily Brain Care. So if you're really looking to boost brain power and enhance your overall health, I would suggest trying out the Dr. Lewis Daily Brain Care. It's a breakthrough supplement designed to support cognitive function and much more. It's available in powder form, which is what I take and what I sell in my clinic, or capsules, which is fine too, right? I haven't had those yet. I tend to like powders and mix them in with my smoothie. So it's not just any supplement. We're talking about a potent blend of six functional foods featuring the highest bioavailable polysaccharides from Bialo, which is a unique rice bran blend packed with essential phytonutrients. It includes a patent calcium silicate clay form of bentonite, which promotes detoxification without compromising nutrient absorption. It's doctor formulated. It's backed by decades of research. The Daily Brain Care stands out for its effectiveness in supporting brain health. Clinical studies have shown significant improvements in cognitive function, immune system efficiency, and inflammation reduction. It even boosts adult stem cell production, and unlike all the other brain supplements, it's free from caffeine. Oh, I just had more caffeine in the break, like I needed it, ensuring a natural, sustained boost to brain function and overall well-being. The benefits don't stop there, though. Our users report, straight across the board, enhanced energy levels, improved mood, improved digestive health, and better sleep, folks. Whoa, a lot of people are looking to learn how to sleep better. So you might even see improvements in your skin, your hair, your nails. So whether you're seeking a superior brain formula supplement, if you're seeking that and a comprehensive boost to your overall health, Daily Brain Care offers the most promising solution. All right, so just go to carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. It's right on the, go to the radio show tab. And I'm going to make sure, I'm just actually getting on my own website right now to make sure I put it where I said I do. You go to the radio show and podcast thing. There's a drop down. Go to radio show sponsors. And the first sponsor right at the top is the Brain Care. And you just click on the image or the other link to go there and buy it. All right, check it out, folks. It's really, really cool. So we were digging in our toes. Oh, man, there's so many things to talk about. I'm never going to get to it all, but let's do it, okay? Toe strength.
I had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Before we went to the break, when you were talking about the toe strength, does that correlate with people who do parkour?
So glad you asked. So when I go to England, every time I've gone there, whether I'm teaching for the Brookbus Institute, which I used to teach, or for Dr. Emily Splicklow, or my own Parkinson's courses, I always teach at Dan Edwards, a friend of mine, also stunt double in a lot of movies you've seen, okay? You just wouldn't know it's him because you think it's Matt Damon or somebody. Anyways, He's a parkour athlete. He's the owner of Parkour Generations. He's become a friend for almost 10 years. I teach there. And what's really, really cool is in parkour, they are using the toes for grip. All right. Now, maybe they have barefoot shoes on. Like, I don't have mine on today, which is a minimal shoe of like 2 millimeters, zero drop, meaning the heel doesn't rise higher than the ball of the foot. So it's kind of like going barefoot, except you have a little tiny bit of sole underneath your bottom of your foot. But they're also very pliable shoes usually, so you can, similar with barefoot itself, you can grip better with a less cumbersome shoe on your feet. So the answer, Dave, is yes. Parkour athletes probably have the strongest toes of anybody because they're gripping things. When we dig our toes in, folks, that's a really good question, too. When we dig our toes in, all right, did you feel muscles firing up all the way up to maybe your glutes, your rear end, right? Well, guess why? Because all those muscles in the bottom of the feet, the flexor hallucis brevis connects to the the abductor hallucis connects to the flexus hallucis brevis, and that just fires up all these things, your soleus, your lateral gastroc, which is one of your calves, tibialis anterior, tibialis posterior, peroneus longus, peroneus brevis, all these things that go all the way up the leg. They're what stabilize us in every plane of motion, whether we're moving sideways, forwards, backwards, or transverse, like doing a rotation. Our toes, flexing the toes down into the ground, helps us. So this is something we teach. I've actually just started reteaching this to people in the sessions at my clinic because it's so relevant and important. All right. Ankle mobility is another big one. If our ankle doesn't have enough mobility, we're going to run into some problems, folks. We're going to run into problems with mobility, probably having some looking up the kinetic chain to your knee, hip, low back, back, neck. You could be having some pain, some problems, and a repetitive movement patterns can cause all kinds of problems. You know, things like scoliosis and hip shift differential, and then you've got a leg that presents longer than another leg. You got a shuffly gait, and you're putting two-thirds of your weight on one leg and one-third on the other, and then you got hip pain, and then the joint wears out and the cartilage is gone. You need a hip replacement, and, well, I mean, I could go on. Okay, random facts. Starting at age 40, do you know that we start to lose about 1% of muscle per year if we don't do something about it? If we don't do something about it, we also tend to lose about 2 to 4% per year of our strength and power. Between the ages of 50 and 60, 11% of people have sarcopenia. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you, this is a fact. Sarcopenia? That is lack of sufficient muscle mass to stay mobile, to stay upright, to avoid falling, to move around safely. And in women, and this just has to do a lot with hormonal changes, especially, you know, postmenopausal, starting about age 65, 50% of women will break a bone. Now, here is a scary fact. It's just a fact, though. About 50% of them within 1 year are going to be deceased. It's not good. And we've talked about it before. So when we look at all these, you know, all the bad news, we can also look and see there is good news. We know that muscle is the currency of longevity. Muscle mass is connected with your longevity, being upright, reducing falls. It's connected to dementia. People with less muscle mass tend to have more, there's a higher percentage of dementia in those folks. Why? Why do you think? Because they're not moving. We're going to talk about that in a minute, too. Muscle mass and mortality go together. Less muscle mass usually means we die sooner. Women who walk 150 minutes a week or do physical activity approximately 150 minutes per week or more have a 30 to 50% reduction of lifetime breast cancer risks over their sedentary peers. Well, there you go, folks. Activity is also can be referred to as cancer prevention. Do you know there's a part in the brain? Here's one for you, Dave. You ever have like stuff you have to do, you just don't want to do it? Like, you know, exercise maybe. I don't know about you, but I don't really ever feel like it, but I know I have to.
All the time.
Okay. This will be my last nugget
really,
of info.
Not really. I'm just kidding, but go ahead.
Well, but you know what? I am all the time. I don't want to, but I just do it because I know I have to. This is the last nugget before we go to a break, folks. Then we'll come back with more longevity nuggets and random facts that I hope provoke thought. There's an area of the brain known as the anterior mid-cingulate cortex. This is what's cool, Dave, is when you do what you don't want to do, this area gets bigger. It's known as the seat of willpower, discipline, and even in some cases, the medical world will call it the seat of the will to live. Okay, so let's just talk about exercise. You know, I don't want to go do exercise, although I do enjoy riding my mountain bike more than anything. But, you know, the other stuff, CrossFit, and I go to Smoky Hollow in Ballsville. I love it there. And when I get in there, after 5 or 10 minutes, I stop whining to myself about having to be there because I feel better already. And then when I'm done, I feel great, right? But I do it instead of not do it. And my cingulate cortex gets bigger, right? Also, let's look at the diet. Last part of this nugget. If we resist the dessert on the table, the second serving of this, the candy bar, the bag of potato chips, my nemesis, but I still eat some, but not that many. Well, if we resist it, we didn't want to resist it, but our part, that part of the brain, when we resist what we shouldn't intake or don't need, it's going to get bigger. That part of the brain is smaller in obese people, but it gets bigger when they diet. And before we go to break, just know that the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, looking at autopsies of people who've lived a very long time into their 80s, 90s, and over 100, those people have a larger anterior mid-cingulate cortex. I had to share it because I think it's so cool. So do what you don't want to do if you think it's going to be good for you. We got to head out to a break. I'm going overtime. This is Carl Sterling, News Radio 570 WSYR. Your Health Matters. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you. Okay, gang. Second half of the show. Here we go. I want to talk about a device we have in our clinic that we love. It's so versatile. It's the most versatile piece of equipment I've actually ever used, meaning exercise equipment. So if you're ready to take your workout to the next level, you want to check out the Exometrics Exo Trainer. It is the ultimate fitness device designed to revolutionize your training regimen. Absolutely, it is a state-of-the-art trainer engineered for precision and performance. And you will get the most out of every session. You know, you got, I never like to say anything really negative exactly, but there's a couple other units out there with arms that adjust and they mount on a wall or whatever, and they're okay. This one blows them out of the water, okay? There's absolutely no comparison. So whether you're a seasoned athlete or just starting your fitness journey, the Exometrics Exo Trainer is the perfect workout partner. Cutting-edge technology, it'll adapt to any fitness levels, any fitness goals, gives you real-time feedback, personalized workout plans, so that you can focus on what really matters, is pushing your limits and achieving your best. It's very sleek, it has an ergonomic design, and it just works for all the activities that we want to use it for. So I say again, this is the most versatile piece of exercise equipment I have ever seen or used. It's built to last, and it's really perfect for gym use or home use. So you can go to carlsterling.com and go to our sponsor page, go to the radio tab, the drop down to sponsors, scroll down, hit on the Exometrics image and that description, and go there and check it out. Because if you're thinking of getting a home gym, you could probably save yourself a whole lot of money over getting some bunch of big pieces of heavy equipment and get one of these things. You're going to be happy you did. All right. You know that when we raise our heart rate, our blood flow increases, our respiratory rate goes up. This equals improved memory, improved executive function, improved processing speed of your brain. Remember, Dr. Ray Dorsey 2 weeks ago talked about he does not have Parkinson's, but he's a neurologist. He works with people with Parkinson's. He's a researcher. He's a genius. He works out 1 hour a day, and he does things to make him sweat because he doesn't want to get Parkinson's. Well, it's not that you will get it if you don't exercise, but what if you're predisposed to getting it? This could help to fend it off, delay onset, or maybe eliminate onset of that or Alzheimer's or other health problems. He also did mention, by the way, do things that make you sweat. You know, muscles, the currency of longevity, but we've got to get the heart rate up too. We need to be sweating. And if you have Parkinson's, he says you need to be working out 2 hours a day. All right. Let's talk about the power of 100 days. Doing anything, learning to play an instrument, learning a language, or maybe going to the gym or working out or wherever you work out. One day. Oh, by the way, I got this from Jocko Willink. I did not make it up, but it's so powerful. I love it. One day of exercise will be an imperceivable change. 2 days, you're not going to recognize any change. 100 days, you can change a lot. Guess what? Last year, I gained 5 pounds muscle in 60 days exactly, and my body fat went down under 20% for the first time in my adult life since I was probably 30 years old, and I'm 63 in a couple months. Oh, no, 5 weeks from today, or 5 weeks or so. Anyways, bottom line is you can change your body, but you have to do something every day. When you don't do anything, it amounts to zero. Or if you start, like some people I know, by the way, for those who have invested in things with us and they don't come in, we hope to see you soon, because when you do nothing, it amounts to zero. I'm not shaming. I'm just saying, you know, we want you to get the most out of things. We want what's best for you. When you do anything, it adds up. Taking the small steps every day makes the difference. But you can't expect immediate results because worthwhile things take time, work, and discipline. 60 days, folks. I'm not bragging. 5 pounds more muscle, 1.8% body fat reduction. That was me between August 26th and October 26th last year. Now I have 11 pounds more muscle than I did. So yippee for me, but I worked for it, and I did consistently what I need to do. And I need to do it a little bit more consistently, I'll be honest with you. Here's another nugget. When your movement stops, everything else deteriorates with it. This comes from Peter Attia, Dr. Attia, okay? At an accelerated rate, when you stop moving, the brain erodes. Cardiovascular conditioning diminishes, and it goes quickly. Heart health diminishes. You lose muscle mass. Well-being diminishes. You're probably not as happy. You probably don't have quite as good a quality of life. And here's what I'm going to enter into some waters that maybe some of you won't want to hear, okay? Whose burden do you want to be? Are you sick of me saying this? Well, I'm sorry. But in my opinion, and there are exceptions to this, folks, okay? There are exceptions to this. In my opinion, if you don't take care of yourself, you're probably being selfish and self-centered, and even I'll go as far as to say perhaps irresponsible. To some degree. Of course, there are exceptions. There are exceptions. There can be depression. There can be lack of mobility because of whatever. So I've been there. I've been the person who coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't. This is why I'm saying this to you, because I have been there and I know what it's like to feed myself, drink too much, not move around enough, not exercise, feel sorry for myself, get into kind of a spiral downward. I've been there so many times, but I'm done with it, man, because, you know, I just stop thinking and start doing. I don't want to cost my family or society what it costs to not take care of myself. And as a society, if we come together like a village, like our little village community at Neuromotor Training, yeah, I'm promoting it because it's a great place. People really love it. The open house is fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it cool? I loved it. So, you know, there's people who, I shame myself. I say it again. I'm repeating myself, saying the same stuff I've said multiple times before. The schleppers, they come in and they do the work. There are people who schlep their bodies in. They schlep, schlep, schlep. They don't even schlep the elevator anymore, a lot of them. They schlep themselves down the stairs. Then they schlep around the clinic, and guess what? Some of them aren't schleppers anymore. I have one particular person, I'm not going to say her name, but I say she is very, very extreme valiant. And you know who you are if you're listening, and your husband. You know, I love you both dearly. I'm so proud of what you're doing, because I'm going to say about 6-7 weeks ago, they started coming in. She battles Parkinson's, all right? For 2 weeks, she just came in and did stuff. Well, in the third week, we got this new device called New Gate. We put that on her. She had 6 sessions with it, I believe. And a couple of them, she just came in and walked around on her own. Wasn't really doing anything special. But this system put on her, helped her body to move better so that she ditched the walker. She was schlepping in with a walker. I say that lovingly and respectfully, Valiant, you know who. You are the example. You are the example of what people should be doing, especially if they can. And you have trouble. You had trouble doing it. Look at you now. You ditched the walker. You're barely using the cane. You show up at the open house the other night, just strutting your stuff in there. We loved it. It's like, man. Oh, and then your sister. Yeah. She puts on the thing, and she's moving better right away. So we got to go out to a break here in about 10 seconds. All right, so think about that, folks. What's the cost later on for you? We'll be back for the last quarter. Coming up, this is Carl Sterling on Your Health Matters. This is News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. See you in a couple minutes. All right, and we're back for the last quarter. We have so much to talk about. Okay, you've heard of Playon's pain spray, right? Playon Relief pain spray. I guess I got to talk about it just for a half a minute here. It's just so good. We have a new case of it in. If you need it, I got it. $25. Come in, pick it up. Or if you come in for a session with me, you know, it's really, really, really just great. So if you want to learn more about it, just go to carlstrang.com. Radio tab, go to sponsors, drop down, and hit it, and it's going to be there, right? So it's a relief that's like nothing else we have ever experienced before. It's all organic. There are no chemicals. There's no pharma. There's no drugs. These are natural ingredients, including 10% menthol, 10% camphor, and arnica. It acts fast, and it lasts long. Let's say longer, definitely, than just about, well, anything I've ever used. And you're not putting stuff in your body or chemicals on your body. These are natural ingredients. They cannot hurt you. All right. So we have it at my clinic. You can also go to playonrelief.com. That's just how it sounds. Playonrelief.com. Enter coupon code STERLING15 to save 15%. Okay. Here we go. Part two of what we're talking about this week is going to be next week because I'm solo next week. All right. I want to go through some bullet points here, some bullet point nuggets. Excuses today. Okay, excuses make today easier and tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today harder and tomorrow easier. Okay, I'm talking about the valiant lady who came in who has had a lot of hard days and didn't make any excuses. She's never missed a session. The only one she ever missed is because I couldn't be there. But she came in on her own and worked out another time. So, I mean, you know, this lady I speak of, we have a lot of people like that. I'm just talking about the most recent case or instance of somebody who ditched a walker, who was having trouble walking with it, who's now walking very, very nicely, barely using a cane in a matter of 6 weeks. Okay, that was, let's see, 3 times 6, 18. 18 sessions, 17 sessions. I mean, come on, folks. Her lack of excuses made those days harder, but now it's easier because of her discipline. So stop finding the excuses. Start thinking. I mean, whoops, scratch that one. Dave, can we go back and redo it? No. Stop thinking and start doing. Stop thinking so much. Just start doing it. You know, this can be part of creating the life you love, which allows you to move and have joy in your life. You know, I have a lot of joy in my life. I do what I love to do. Elizabeth works with me. She's amazing. We have a great time. We have a great time together. We have a great time with the people who come in. They like each other, you know. And so I wouldn't be able to do it if I wasn't taking care of myself and moving around. So I have worked to create a life that I can do and enjoy. And I wouldn't enjoy it if I couldn't do it. Does that make sense? You know, if exercise was bottled up, it would be the best and most important drug available. But it's not. So you got to do it. You can't take a pill for it. Pills are not the answer. So sorry. I'm a little porky today, too. I just feel like I have a little attitude, a little edge. But realize that I actually do care, like, a whole lot. You know why? Because I get sick of my own excuses because I know I need to exercise today. I don't feel like it. But I can guarantee you, as soon as I walk out the door of this studio, that's what I'm doing first thing. You know that there's a 50% reduction in all-cause mortality if you even work out or exercise, like even go walking for a half an hour or so twice per week, and threefold cancer risk reduction. Holy cow. That's just mind-boggling. There's a study of 200 women. The fitter they are between ages of 38 and 60, the less risk of dementia. My daughter Ashley, thank you for sending this to me because it's very, very interesting. The fittest group had 90% decrease risk reduction in dementia. And the fittest ones of those who developed dementia, this is a long-term study, by the way, average age was 90 at onset versus the least fit onset at 79 years old. Hoo-hoo. Exercise, good for us, right? Not just the body, but the brain. Ashley, I love you. You're amazing. You inspire me. And I will see you later today, and we're going to go walk. Because guess what walking does? It helps to reduce anxiety and stress response. You know why? Especially if you're not on a treadmill. Okay, because when you're walking over the ground instead of it moving under you, it creates an obstacle flow of lateral eye movement. This dampens emotional fear centers in the brain like the amygdala. It's just naturally walking because of the lateral movement of the eyes. I've heard this also from Andrew Huberman. That was the podcast the week last week. Reduces anxiety. Well, I don't feel too anxious today, but I'm going to walk anyways because I just need to and I want to and I want to burn fat. Okay, let's see. What else we got? Comfort. Whew. Well, I'm talking comfort as far as being complacent with your health if it's not so good. Okay, comfort is the evil of everything. Comfort is not good. Looking for the easy way out is no good. So we must confront our resistance. Confront our obstacles. Crush those obstacles. Stop the excuses. Stop the whining. I'm a whiner. I whine about having to go to CrossFit sometimes. And then, you know what? I get pushed out the door of my clinic. She says, you're going. Guess what? 10 minutes into it, I feel better. When I get back to the clinic, I feel like $1 million. Well, we got the bumper out music playing, and it's always so good to be here. My name's Carl Sterling. The website's carlsterling.com, Carl with a K. We'll be back next week with part two of this general topic of longevity nuggets. And what was I thinking? Thought-provoking what's? I had a note for it. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to waste time. But anyways, thought-provoking something. Thoughts. Points of interest, maybe, for longevity. 315-935-7488. 315-935-7488. Get moving, folks. Have a good week. I'm here to help you. You got questions, you text, you call, you visit the website, you email. I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
The proceeding was a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of this show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of the station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information has been for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
Choose St. Joseph's Health for minimally invasive surgery and get less through more. Less pain through more dexterity. Less scarring through more precision. Less risk of complications through more clarity from magnified 3D imaging. St. Joseph's Health pioneered robotic surgery in central New York. Because we want you to spend less time recovering and more time enjoying life. Learn more at sjhsyr.org/robotics.